What's up, Paleo Dudes? That's your new name. That's the new name for the listeners of the show Paleo Bites. I think it's great. Anyways, I got a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you'll find bonus content for the Ritwit and Paleo Bites, my two podcasts, my two lovely podcasts. And for the Paleo Bites stuff, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals. And this month, we're talking about the Velocipaster. This is a real movie, I swear to God. Most of the budget went to the poster. Look at the poster, it's freaking badass. But the movie itself is just... That's great, though. We have a good time. We talk about this ridiculous movie about a pastor that turns into a velociraptor. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. It's a good movie. It should sweep all the Oscars this year. I mean, what else came out this year? Link is in the description for where you can find the Patreon. Thank you for your support, and have a wonderful day and a wonderful year. I mean, this year was terrible, but it's nearly 2021. We're nearly there, guys. Come on. We can do it. We're so close. Or it already is 2021, because I'm going to put these in episodes that came out at 2021, too. So we're either nearly there or we're already there. Either way, 2020 is behind us. Thank God.
Roar. Growl, snarl, bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast of paleontological paraphernalia. My name is Matthew Dahl, and each week I'm a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by someone that I was very mean to just recently and showed a clip that she did not like about the subject in question, Lexi Ryan.
Yeah, and by very recently he means 60 seconds ago. Not but 60 seconds ago, I was screaming from fear about what we're going to be discussing today. To be fair, I always like a visual representation for scale, but you admitted yourself they overdid it with this. So
yeah, they did.
Back to your original point, yes, that was cruel.
Actually, the episode is called Cruel Sea, is what the episode is on Walking with Dinosaurs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the opening. It's a very famous opening because...
Well, it should be called Cruel Me, talking about you.
It's like Despicable Me. It's Cruel Me.
Yeah, it's Cruel You, as in Cruel Matt, showing his friend Lexi, who has a fear of giant things underwater.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't resist. I couldn't resist. Not I shouldn't resist.
I shouldn't resist.
I should not resist. I'm going to show you more things like that.
I disagree.
Okay. Yeah, for scale's sake, that creature that it snatched was about 16 feet long. So it's not like T-Rex size,
okay.
But...
And we're talking about this today.
Yeah.
All right. Let's buckle up. Okay. I'm buckling up.
All right. Alright, so Liopleurodon, it means smooth-sided tooth. I could ask you a question, but I think we've been through enough here. Alright, type is a pliosaur, the short-necked, big-headed members of the plesiosaur family. You know plesiosaurs, right?
Plesiosaur?
The ones with long necks. These are relatives of that, but they have big heads and small, short necks.
And they're underwater.
Yeah, size, you ready? It's not that bad.
Alright.
It's 22 to 33 feet long.
Okay, so it could fit in a swimming pool for sure.
Yeah, but it's not like whale size, like that thing in that clip was.
Yeah.
So.
But it ate meat, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
7 to 10 meters long, 2 to 3 tons. Diet carnivore, time mid to late Jurassic, 166 to 155 million years ago.
Okay, that was what I was waiting for, clenching. Yeah, wondering how long ago did this thing
there
die?
There was a sighting last week! No.
Not funny!
Yeah, location, you'll like this, England and France.
England. France.
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 They can sing, they can dance, and draw,
it's a giant dinosaur!
Oh, this actually isn't the dinosaur, but that's okay.
Look at the giant...
Reptile, marine reptile.
Reptile!
Look at the giant pliosaur.
Yeah, a commoner, a French commoner.
That's true, they wouldn't know the difference. They look at a woolly mammoth, I'm like, that's a dinosaur.
Yeah. Wait, now I'm... Is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, I was like, wait, are you being sarcastic? Okay.
I'll never tell, no. Look, described in 1873, pop culture appearances, famously in Walking with Dinosaurs, which was the clip I showed you,
right.
It was depicted as a whale-sized monster that snatched large meat-eating dinosaurs right off coastal rocks.
He was just standing there looking in the water, and then all of a sudden, from behind him, this... Oh.
Hey, they get the last laugh, because at the end of the episode, there's this big storm, and the Leoplerodon gets washed ashore and beached, and then a bunch of those meat-eating dinosaurs come and eat.
Sorry, I didn't mean to curse.
That's okay. I'll let it
Okay.
So
I was genuinely shocked.
It eventually dies on the beach, and then a bunch of those meat-eating dinosaurs come in and eat it. So they get the last laugh. That particular one didn't, but...
Now, okay, so this is world smaller and at a different time than the Mosasaurus.
Yeah, this was not the Mosasaurus. Mosasaurus was Cretaceous. This is Jurassic.
Okay, and just to, I refresh my memory on that dinosaur, which we talked about when we did a different one of these. That was the one that's depicted in Jurassic World at the end. Okay.
Yes, and that one is a different.
That's the hero at the end of that.
Yeah, like it kills the bad guy.
Yeah.
But that one's way bigger than this. That was 60 feet long. So.
Okay.
So yeah, this is about.
This isn't as scary.
This is about a third to a half the length of that Mosasaur.
That clip was just so scary. Shocking.
It was so cool.
You think you're going to watch this dinosaur reach its head into the water and pick out a small fish or something, and no.
Oh, you're talking about the clip that
yeah,
I showed you.
No, a giant
marine reptile.
Marine reptile is like, psych, I'm going to sneak up on you and chomp on you.
I love that clip, how it tries to trick you. It's like the most fearsome predator of the Jurassic is watching its prey.
They pitched that almost as though it's like super intelligent, like it's...
Peering through the water.
Yeah.
It's
or like really planning, like really like, oh, if it's looking that way, I'm gonna sneak over here. You know?
Sometimes they do that.
Maybe.
I don't know. Alright, so if you're looking for big sea monsters from prehistoric times, like I'm sure you are.
No. Not particularly.
Well, in the late 90s/early 2000s, you couldn't get much bigger than this. Usually you can figure out the overall length of a pliosaur, which is its family, by the size of its skull. As a skull seems to be always roughly about 1/7 the length of the body. However, for a bit, we didn't have a complete skull of Leoplerodon. Just very fragmentary remains of various other bits of the body, like vertebra or the back of tail. The size range of Leoplerodon to this point was all over the place, with some scientists estimating about 10 meters or 33 feet, while others a bit more bullish and making predictions upwards of 49 feet or 15 meters. The absolute highest estimate was from some very excited guy who probably watched a kaiju movie and said Leoplerodon could be 66 feet/20 meters long. Kaiju movies
are
like Godzilla, by the way. That's the Japanese term
for
monsters.
No, thank you.
Okay.
I like to think that they were much smaller.
Well, BBC, when creating the hit documentary series Walking with Dinosaurs, really liked that last option and said, hey, why don't we feature an old Leoplerodon, one that's kept growing its whole life, so it's reached a whopping and ridiculous 82 feet/25 meters long and 150 tons.
Maybe they felt entitled because it's from Britain.
That's probably it.
So they're like, we can.
We gotta make it represent.
Yeah.
This would make, if this size was true, it would be the largest predator of all time, land or ocean, prehistoric or modern.
Wait.
If that was true.
If it was 82?
If it was 82 feet and 150 tons, there'd be no other predator.
How big was the... But isn't the Mosasaurus...
Mosasaurus is only 60 feet and probably about 10 or 20 tons or something.
Oh.
So
they all seem so big to me. Sometimes it gets lost in my head.
It's just like they're all big. Just different levels of big.
Yikes.
But yeah, so... and because the general public really likes big stuff, this depiction caught on and turned Leoplerodon into a superstar.
Because a lot of people were like, that's terrifying.
Most paleontologists scoffed at this depiction, but it didn't matter. The vault was already opened. And people hyped up Leoplerodon. I've gone back and forth on notes between Leo and Leoplerodon.
It's changing.
It's a Leoplerodon,
it's
Charlie.
It's a Leoplerodon.
A magical Leoplerodon. I should have said that in the pop culture reference appearances.
Yeah.
Charlie the Unicorn.
Yeah, exactly.
It has spoken. It has told us the way. It didn't say anything.
Leoplerodon.
A magical Leoplerodon. But anyways, then over time more fossils were found, eventually including near-complete skeletons and the ever-important skull. And the truer, less awesome, but also less scary story began to unfold. The biggest skull we found in 2013, was roughly 5 feet or 1.5 meters long, which would put the maximum size of the animal at 35 feet or 10.5 meters long. Which is still an animal you would want to mess with, but hardly the Japanese movie monster Walking with Dinosaurs made it out to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Here's the thing. I wrote this in specifically for you because you will probably very much like this. Nature seems to have maximum sizes for certain niches. No matter if you're a shark, a reptile, or a mammal, marine predators always max out at 60 feet or 18 meters long.
Right. And how, so how, and again, how long is the longest whale that is alive now?
That's about...
Because, like, that's, whales are the biggest animal alive now.
That's about 100 feet. 30 meters. But, okay. And they're technically carnivores because they're eating krill, which are, yeah, you know, but they're not predators. I don't really call them predators,
right,
though.
Right, yeah. No, like, totally. Because they don't necessarily hunt.
No, they just like, go through
like,
a cloud.
Just going through water and just...
Just like, whoop, I'm getting some corn.
I'm always eating.
I'm always eating. We're going to the whale wash.
Yeah, and... sneaky like that clip.
Or, I mean, did you see Finding Nemo? Do you remember that one part where it snuck up behind the two of them?
It didn't... It wasn't just... It, they made it look like it was sneaking, but...
Yeah.
Like, it was
it's
really
not like
just
it crawled
going,
behind
yeah,
on
Yeah, it was just going on... it's moseying along, and there
like
happened to be these two... All right, listen.
Like moseying along. Yeah.
Yes, but I don't think that creature would ever mosey, because moseying is for a graceful whale that's not going to hurt me.
I mean, Mosasaur was pretty graceful. It wasn't a whale, and since it's dead, it can't hurt you,
yeah,
so...
Well, in my dreams.
I'm actually really sorry about that clip. I shouldn't have done. I hope you don't have nightmares tonight.
I won't have nightmares.
All right, whatever the mantra you need to tell yourself.
I won't. Okay. It's fine.
Okay, so we found numerous creatures in the fossil record of this niche of big marine predators that are around this size, but they're never any larger. So there
Ooh,
is.
I thought of a question.
Yes.
About so if this is a water animal.
Yeah.
And it was found in Britain and wait, this one was Britain. And France?
Britain and France.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if it was found there, that I mean. Would what body of water? Just Atlantic?
I'm
like,
glad you asked,
like
because
Atlantic?
I forgot
oh, okay.
to put this in the notes, but I'm glad, thank you for reminding
yeah.
me. Back in the Jurassic, that is when the sea levels were the absolute highest that they have ever been. Most of Europe was underwater. There was just a bunch
okay.
of islands. Like,
okay.
It was called, what is the Tethys Sea? I don't know if you've heard of it. It's,
yeah.
It's a sea that's not around anymore. Actually, it is in a sense, but we'll get to it, because the Tethys Sea was when the sea levels were big, it connected... Asia with the Atlantic.
Okay.
So, it separated Africa from Asia. It was... So, the modern equivalent of the Tethys Sea is the Suez Canal in Egypt.
Okay.
So, because there used to be a whole ocean that connected, like, India with the Atlantic. It's right there. And most of Europe was there in it, and it was underwater. Just a few scattered islands that were raised up a little. So,
I have another geography question.
Yeah.
After Pangaea happened, how long after that did the dinosaurs start?
Pangaea was still around when the first dinosaurs evolved.
So, okay. So it hadn't fully happened?
Pangaea during... first got together, I think, in the Carboniferous period, which was about 300 million years ago. And then it broke apart about 200 million years ago. Dinosaurs first evolved 220 million years ago.
Okay.
So, And then it started breaking apart. By the time the dinosaurs died out in the modern day, the continents were basically their current positions.
Okay.
The Atlantic was a lot narrower, like it wasn't as wide, but it.
And how long was the reign of the longest? Well, I guess how long was the Mesozoic?
The Mesozoic as a whole was about 190 million years.
Okay.
But the dinosaurs didn't live that long. The Triassic, which is the first period of the Mesozoic, the dinosaurs only evolved in the late Triassic.
Okay.
The first half of the Triassic, where there were no dinosaurs. There were other creatures that, like...
Okay.
There was a big extinction in the Permian, which was the period right before the Triassic. Like, the biggest extinction
so
of all time.
So, if you had to give them a timeline in terms of the lifespan of dinosaurs as a whole...
About 160 million years.
160. Okay.
So, yeah, because, like, about 225... Or 230 to 65 million years ago.
Okay. That's all great background information.
Of course.
That you already know going into all
and
these.
If,
I don't know.
And
so.
If you count birds, technically it's still ongoing.
I'm not counting birds in this instance. Aw,
my bird's offended. She thinks she's a dinosaur. And still, just because Liopleurodon wasn't the unholy spawn of Cronos and Hecate doesn't mean it wasn't a gigantic Apex predator. It just wasn't the monster that Walking with Dinosaurs said it was. Its four-flipper mode of locomotion is unique to plesiosaurs and pliosaurs. Like, no other creature swims like they do. Like, if you think, there's no other big four-flippered animal. Like, turtles, their front flippers are a lot longer than their back flippers, and they only swim with their front flippers.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, when I think about it now.
Seals, they have... They only swim with their bodies. Like, they kind of do, like, a...
Like, squirmy.
Yeah, like, that kind of thing. Like, this is the head, and this is the tail, and they kind of go, like,
okay.
Plesiosaurs had four flippers of equal length, or around equal length. And so what they think they did was they used them all together when they wanted to burst to speed, or they used them separately for maneuverability and to kind of, like, mosey along.
They're more like us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they, yeah.
That's terrifying. I am the monster.
the real monster was humans all along. That's that cliche.
No surprise there.
Scans of the skull reveal that Leoplerodon also had a highly developed sense of smell, which is weird for a water breathing, well, a creature that doesn't breathe water but is in water.
Because it's extra terrifying. It probably can smell blood super easy. like sharks, right?
Right. But like sharks, they breathe water, so they can inhale water in their nose without it being an issue. But this is an air breather. How can it breathe, inhale water in its snout? I guess it maybe has some sort of filtration system.
It didn't have like capabilities to breathe underwater.
It just took a big gulp of air and then stayed.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but the thing is,
in that clip, that wasn't even a water dwelling. Like that doesn't live in the water.
That dinosaur doesn't, but the Leoplerodon does, but it doesn't.
That's what I'm talking about. The Leoplerodon.
Yeah.
So it that can breathe underwater.
No, it can't.
So where does it like? Where's its house then? Is it in, like on land somewhere?
No. It can't go on the land. It like whales. It kind of just drifts along.
I see what you're saying. So it does. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because gotcha. Like if whales, they go out and they blow air through their blowhole and then they take a breath and they come down and. I think they sleep, like, they kind of do that thing where they're kind of half asleep, half awake, so they can still kind of take a breath, and then...
Yeah, and I mean, I've never looked up, like, how long these things can hold their breath, but I'm assuming it's a very, very long time.
A sperm whale can hold its breath for 2 hours.
That's ridiculous.
Well, they're the ones that go in the deep and battle the giant squid.
I know, that's so neat.
So, so not only did it have... a good sense of smell. It had a directional sense of smell. You ever notice that we can follow the direction of sound, we can't of smell. The only
you can follow the direction of smell. Say I'm walking down the street and I smell delicious bagels. You bet I'm going to follow my nose to find those bagels.
You can follow it, you can smell it getting more intense, but you can't smell the direction. I remember being weirded out about this too.
But you can make the assumption that because the smell is more
intense. If you turn your head and it's more intense one that way, but you turn your head another way and it's not as intense, you can infer it's that direction.
Yeah, right.
But it's not necessarily a directional sense of smell because it's not like you can smell it while facing one direction and be like, it's that way.
Okay.
So, but Leoplerodon or Leoplerodon, however it is, it can, apparently. Somehow they know that from the skull.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's basically it for Leoplerodon. It got really famous thanks to Walking with Dinosaurs, but that's not nearly as big as it actually was.
Yeah.
So rest easy. I mean, it was still pretty big.
But... Another letdown, right? Apparently.
For you, this is like a let up.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the let up is that it's dead. I'm sorry to say it, but I'm glad you're a goner. Leoplerodon.
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 They took our jobs. The Leoplerodon took our jobs. All right. Well, we get to rate 1 out of 65 million. Yay! You could also do an NA rating if you want.
I am going to. Now I really like what you said about your friend who did like the zebra rating. I kind of wanted to rate it with an emoji.
Okay.
But my emoji
would be the gasp emoji. Or...
No, just a straight up thumbs down.
It's like, no.
or the hand, like the stop, like.
Okay, the like, stop emoji out of 65 million.
Yeah, the hand of the stopping. Like, talk to the hand. No closer, no thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to rate it a thumbs up emoji. No.
I mean, you do you, man. man?
I don't know. I'm going to rate it like 50. Actually, I'm going to rate it like 30 million. If it was as big as that was, like a good 60 million. But just because that's just so cool.
Yeah, if it was as big as it was, I would rate it negative a crazy amount because of how terrifying and impressive that would be.
See, since it's there's so long ago, I can... And also, I'm in a landlocked state. So even if it was alive today, I'd be like, great, just not go to
it's
the
just,
ocean.
For me, and you could say it's like completely, totally not even similar. But like when we talk about these aquatic-based, mm-hmm. you know, animals or dinosaurs or whatever, you know, we call them reptiles. We have like sharks. And as someone who is terrified of sharks, it has that same feeling of the water, which is already kind of unknown,
right.
and then something that eats meat in the water, mm-hmm. and we have something like that in our oceans today that attacks people.
Right.
You know,
I need to stop doing marine animals. Like, I just do it because I know it gets a reaction from you, but it's not necessarily a good
one. No, it's okay. I mean, I think it would be different if I were a surfer, you know, probably like mentally every day if I were going to the you know, surf and the great white shark just, you know, popped into my head.
Right.
Probably get really paranoid. but I would say, yeah, to have it related to something. I mean, like, because you can't look at like a T-Rex or something and be like, oh, that's kind of similar to this animal. Like, I can't think of something.
Yeah,
that,
maybe a Komodo, you know, dragon, but like
maybe. But those, do those even eat people?
They can. They
are they big enough to eat people?
They're like 6 feet long.
All right,
so
touche.
I think they've killed a couple people.
As the French would say. Touché.
As the French...
It just sounds like tushy.
As the French say, tushy.
Tushy. I rated a tushy.
Okay. That's a good way to get, you know, to negate the fear of it.
Yeah.
Just, it's a little tushy.
Just a little tush.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact us at mattd@matthewdoncreator.com. If you want to... follow me on social media. I'm at Matthew Don Creator on Facebook, and on Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Matthew Don 64. Lexi is at LexiTate44 on Instagram if you want to follow her. I have another podcast about writing called The Ritwit. I say another podcast about writing like this is a podcast about writing, but I have another podcast that
about
happens
writing.
To be about writing
yes.
called The Ritwit. Ah, semantics. where two twits talk about writing. You've been on a couple episodes.
Yes, yeah. Great fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. And I also have a book series on Amazon called Megazoic, available for printing Kindle. No Leopleurodon in it, because I don't really focus on the water creatures. There's a few water creatures I mentioned, but it's not really the focus.
There's tons of other cool ones, though,
that
aren't as terrifying. And some equally, but for me, not equally.
It has
still,
to be in the water.
It has to be that. There's something about being in the water, getting all sneaky, hiding in the water.
So what do you sit on, like, the Spinosaurus? I was talking about it was mostly a semi-aquatic creature.
I don't know.
Like...
I feel like, for some weird reason...
I guess it's like crocodiles. Like, it's kind of like...
Yeah, for some weird reason, it doesn't... strike me the same way. The fear, like, ooh, that's nasty. I don't want to go near it. Like, it could bite me and it looks kind of ferocious. But it's not like a level of fear that I have with it.
Yeah.
Maybe because it is kind of like a crocodile. And that one, Spinosaurus. Spinosaurus. That one lives on land.
Yeah, it's both.
It probably ambushes in the water. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like a box turtle. Maybe that's why it's not so bad. It reminds me of a box... I grew up with a box turtle, so...
Ah, yes, of course. All right. Let's see. Did I mention everything? I did mention everything. All right, that's it for this week.
All the stuff.
And as I say at the end of every episode of Paleobites, da-dun.
Hey!
Da-dun.
No, boo!
All right.